Halton Hospital cuts. The news that the government has not secured the funding for the proposed redevelopment of Halton General Hospital should come as no surprise to anyone. When the plans were announced, many people were rightly skeptical, considering this government's appalling record on NHS funding and investment in the Northwest. Halton Labour Party's Twitter feed bemoaned people circulating unfounded rumours when a protest against the plans sprang up among local people, staff and patients groups. The fact that these rumours were not unfounded needs to be acknowledged by Labour. They should be standing by these campaigners to save a valuable local resource and employer in a town with a growing population, where unemployment is rising. The alternative could very well be a privately run accountable care organization, built with public money through another PFI scheme, saddling future taxpayers with more debt, and taking the NHS further down the road of privatization. We need a fully funded, well-resourced local hospital, where staff are properly paid, and patients are treated on the basis of need, free at the point of access to all. Profit or loss should never be a consideration in healthcare provision, nor should someone's financial circumstances prevent them from receiving treatment. How many lives have been saved or improved since the creation of universal healthcare? It has also helped our economy, with fewer days lost to production due to illness. No Tory policy has benefited our country or its people anywhere as much as old Labour's NHS. I ask everyone who loves the NHS to remember the words of the father of the NHS, Nye Bevan, on the day it was created, and to stand up for its proud history, protest against its current destruction by the Tories, and protect its legacy for future generations. "The eyes of the world are turning to Great Britain," he said. "We now have the moral leadership of the world." Stephen Armstrong, Halton to USC,